Hi, my name is Miriam Perez. I'm a freshman at San Jose High School, and I play volleyball. In my free time, I like to go out with my friends and go on adventures. Today's short story is titled The Elevator. The Elevator is about two sisters who go to two different worlds to hopefully understand each other's lives better. We're going to Las Vegas for the weekend. I slowly get up and see my mom and dad is standing at the door with four plane tickets. Jaden and I rolled back in our blankets. Jaden is my stepsister. I really don't like her. Well, it's not that I don't like her. She's just always so quiet and sad all the time. I tried talking to her a few times, but she would just sit there without saying a word, so I gave up. I'm a year older than her. We go to the same high school. She doesn't really have friends. I kind of feel bad, but not really. I think it's kind of her fault. She's so antisocial. Maybe it's just because it's her first year. When I got up and went to the kitchen this morning for breakfast, my mom told me she needed to talk to me for a minute. Look, Juliet, I want you to try to talk to Jaden. Please don't be rude. Just try to be friendly. I'll try, I told her, in my head thinking, do I really want to do this? The only reason I agreed so quick was because I knew she wouldn't let me go until I agreed. I quickly ate breakfast and went to my room to start packing. Jaden and I share a room. It's so awkward. I feel like she's always mugging me, but maybe that's just me. I wish I knew more about her. I just couldn't get close to her. When we were all done packing, we went to the airport. I fell asleep the whole way, so I didn't get to see anything. When we got to the hotel, I knew my parents would tell me I had to share a room with Jaden. When we got to our room, Jaden went and picked her bed. I didn't want to argue, so I just took the one on the right. It had been a couple of minutes already, and I was tired of being so quiet all the time. I wanted someone to talk to. I wasn't used to not talking to people. At school, I talk to everyone, and everyone talks to me. People say I'm popular, but I don't think so. I finally decided to talk to her, and I said, "Why don't you ever talk?" Probably not the best conversation starter, but I had said it. I was prepared for her not to say anything, but to my surprise, she did, and she said, "I have nothing to talk about. Just because you have it all perfect doesn't mean we all do." Is that really what it's about? Just because you don't talk to anyone and have no friends? It's not my fault, I told her. It's not about that. You don't know what it's like to be me. Well, I wish I did because it wouldn't be hard, I told her. At that moment, Jaden stormed out of the room. I felt kind of bad about what I had said. I was supposed to try to make friends with her, so I ran after her as the elevator door was closing. I managed to get in. "What do you want?" she said, angered. I just wanted to... The doors of the elevator opened, and I couldn't believe what I saw. It wasn't the hotel anymore. It was another world, upset it wasn't colorful and fun. It was dark and gloomy.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed.